Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
You gotta let me play this. You gotta let me play this. I know Rob the Sports Center did it, but you gotta let me play this.
One out of way.
First pitch. A swing and a line drive. It is caught by the shortstop, Urias. And John B. has done it in Seattle. He has thrown an no-hitter. And today, a day that John Means will never forget.
I looked at my glove right before I went out there for the ninth, has his initials on it. You know, I said to myself, he wouldn't care. He's just glad that I'm having a good time. The accolades and everything like that never mattered to him, but it was pretty special, and I know he'd be proud.
John Means of the Baltimore Orioles had his dad's initials written in his glove. It was a year to the day that his dad, Alan, died of pancreatic cancer.
That's really cool.
He pitched a no-hitter. Do you believe in the powers beyond helping us?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
I had goosebumps. I had no idea what was going on, and I got an alert. I turned on the TV, went to ESPN. They showed just the last inning.
Very cool.
And wow, it was amazing. That I don't know. And then, you know, sports being what it is, it wasn't a perfect game. It was a no-hitter. Because if you walk somebody on base or something,
doesn't matter.
A no-hitter is huge.
The fact that the man was working, because that's his job, right?
Yeah.
On the year anniversary of the death of a family member, which for a lot of people, they need to take the day off, right?
That's very hard.
That's very hard. Instead, put the initials on the inside of the glove.
And
stepped up to the plate, so to speak.
Or the mound,
Or the mound. I see what you're saying. Plate, mound, whatever.
He walks out of the dugout and he looks in the glove.
Yeah, that's super cool. Good for him.
Yeah.
He pitched it's a no-hitter.
It's huge.
It's a big deal. That's a big deal.
So my brother and I, he's an Orioles fan, and he's hopeless because the Orioles suck. And, you know, at least he still loves them every year, but he's still obnoxious about it. This is our year. No, it's not. So I said, that's the first no-hitter for the Orioles in over 50 years. No, it's not. There's one 1991. No, there wasn't. It's the first one since 1969. Jim Palmer pitched it. Trust me, I know that. I'm older than you. So he screened.
What happened in 1991?
It was a combined no-hitter. Four pitchers had a combined four.
Oh, no.
That's what I said.
No. One pitcher, one game. No hits, that's a no-hitter.
One guy on the mound for 27 outs.
Exactly.
I mean, there you go. And then he involved my best friend, Dennis, who's the cop in Baltimore.
Oh, okay, here we go.
And Dennis sticks up for me. He goes...
Of course he does.
He goes, no, Bri. One man on the mound, nine innings, no-hitter. So we got my brother to back down. But what a feat. A no-hitter, which is very hard to do. But... the guy going out there taking the hill and remembering his dad.
That means that he was technically perfect from a pitcher's perspective.
Well, not perfect because somebody made it on base.
Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
But then he tried to steal second and they got him. So it's still a no-hitter.
Yeah.
So what an amazing thing. And it's not even the team I like. And that's what sports is all about. Mm-hmm. When you see something happen, if you don't like the team or he's not one of your favorite athletes or whatever, that's why I can't understand the hate on Tom Brady. What the guy has done is amazing. So we're not going to turn this into sports talk, but congratulations, John Means. Nobody even knew who he was.
And so sorry for the loss
until
of your
yesterday.
Papa.
Very good. Hey, coming up, Kimmel talks about P. Diddy's new name. He's changing his name again.
I know. And we could have a whole conversation about this.
And we might have to. What if we change the name of the show once a year? How much would it cost?
You know what? Can we flip the first letters? Because it's Tom and Laura, which is T and L.
Uh-huh.
What if it was Topanga and Larry? I'm serious.
I know your obsession with the name Topanga.
I love that name. I can't help it.
But my Uncle Larry is always drunk at all the family functions. That's what I think of.
Topanga and Larry? Yeah, that's not accurate.
Well, maybe. We'll be right back. Topanga and Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
You're welcome, Topanga. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
A viral comedy coming your way. I got to ask your permission, though. Well, sort of. Did you ever have a mouse as a pet?
No, I had a hamster.
Oh, then you had a rat, not a mouse. A mouse is like long tail, a mouse. Everything else is a rat.
No, it's not. First and foremost, rats are highly intelligent, and they're larger than mice with bigger, stronger tails, and they're typically naked tails. Mice have fur on their tails and are smaller and reproduce at very high rates, like rats do as well. Hamsters are totally different.
They're all rats.
No, they're not.
When one jumps out of your garbage can, when you're trying to put the garbage in, and it tries to rip your face off in the middle of the night, and you live in the city, and they live in the storm.
I mean, that's a sewer rat.
Yeah, that's. I know I moved to the country, and I have to deal with mice. All right?
But I think they're cute.
I still look at a mouse, and I go into this weird kind of city guy rage. It's like, we got rats in the house! This is like Willard or Ben or whatever! Take it easy, Tom. It's a little country mouse. We'll get it out of here. No! Well, listen to this viral comedy when a mom discovers that her kid brought a mouse home as a pet.
What do you have, Dan? What is in that box?
A mouse.
Why do you have a mouse? You're not bringing a mouse at the house. You're not bringing a mouse at the house. There's a mouse. There's a mouse in the box. Why do you have a mouse? Why do you have a mouse?
Because it's a pet.
You're not having a mouse at the house. You're not having a mouse.
Not in the house. You're not having a mouse at the house.
She was very, very specific, very emphatic that there was no mouse coming into her house.
I just absolutely loved it. It's viral comedy. Just look
for
it.
I mean, they're all rodents. All of them.
Yes. That's why I don't like any of them.
No, I think they're cute.
I knew you would say
that. They have
cute
little eyes. They're intelligent little creatures.
I don't care. Yeah, they're intelligent. They'll get inside your walls and live in your house and poop all over the place. That's pretty intelligent.
Did you ever see The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Did you read that book?
Yeah.
The mice are actually taking over the world.
Don't
it's like Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain.
What are we going to do tonight, Brain? The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Yeah.
Try to take over the world.
Viral comedy for the day. We're not having a mouse at the house.
I'm going to ask Keith if I can have a mouse.
We're not having a mouse at the house.
Except my barn cats bring me mice every day.
Yeah.
They're
in
not
their mouth.
They're not prepared to be pets, though.
No, they're not. News is next. Sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Because there's always a lesson to be learned.
Of course.
You must be vigilant in your neighborhood, correct?
Sure.
Well, there's a guy dressed in an Amazon costume, uniform, if you will, in Philadelphia, stealing everybody's packages.
Tisk, tisk.
Yeah, but he's got the uniform on, so let him take the boxes off your porch, right?
No.
No.
No, 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 no,
you
no.
You just don't do it. People in Philadelphia are a little upset.
It feels like an invasion of privacy that they're coming up and taking our stuff.
I see how it's an easy target, but does it make it okay?
Hang on. It is an easy target for anybody to steal anything. But if he's in an Amazon uni, don't let him steal it. Why? Because he doesn't have an Amazon truck. To match the uniform.
Yep. And there it is.
Next time it happens, just say, hey, Amazon guy, where's your big blue Amazon truck?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
They're back.
Meet the resistance. When roaches and fleas become immune to some insecticides, they're called resistant.
Hey, you want to make something of it?
So we make Raid Fogger tougher.
They're pests. I'm telling you, they're pests. I don't care how fascinated you are. They're pests. And they must be fogged.
No. No, 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 no. If you're not sure what he's talking about, friends, he's talking about the Brood X or Brood 10 cicadas that are coming.
They're coming back.
After 17 years of living underground.
I remember the last time they were here. They ate all my flowering trees. Now, I understand they eat bugs, too, but...
They come. They serve a purpose. I don't know what that purpose
That's
is.
That's what I was going to ask.
But this is going to be a big one. Are you ready for some stats?
You've been looking at this
I'm
way too long, so
this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, the epicenter of the cicada hatch, if you will, when they crawl out of the ground, will be Maryland. So Pennsylvania will be hit hard as well. An average of 1.5 million cicadas per acre are going to emerge coming up here shortly in May, with the peak being towards the end of the month into the beginning of June.
So what the hell are you so excited about this for? It's bugs.
They're going to be swarming everywhere. No, they're not going to swarm. They just come out of the ground.
They crawl up your trees, around your deck. Mm-hmm. They're climbing up the side of your house. Yep. They're like those pesky little stink bugs.
Well, but then they make that noise. They make the noise.
Now, the noise is another thing. A lot of people are bothered by it, but I think it sounds like a symphony of crickets at night.
I do, too.
It kind of has a cool sound.
The male cicada can produce up to 100 decibels of sound during the evening hours.
During the wow-chicka-wow-wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, it's just
so interesting because they're currently in their nymph stage, and they have been feasting on tree root sap for the better part of the past 17 years, and they're going to emerge when the soil temperature hits 64 degrees Fahrenheit, which is usually around dusk.
Are you guys as fascinated as I am about this?
No, I think it's so neat. It's like a boy band of cicadas singing their song from the tops of the trees in late May.
You need to get your own podcast or something. You know what
Why?
I mean?
I think it's so neat.
I just think they're bugs.
Raid! Yes, raid. House and garden.
No, we should not kill them.
All right, we should not kill them.
This professor at the University of Maryland called it cicada palooza.
Oh, that's clever.
I think it's going to be a cicada circus.
And kills them dead.
No. They're not dangerous. They won't hurt you.
Okay, news is next.
Cicada Circus.
Cicada Circus is coming to PA. Laura will be your MC. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Cicadas and 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
You heard Mark talking about it. There are still 4,000 deaths a week in the United States from COVID, so it's not gone. We're hoping the numbers will drop to about 300 a week by July, but still, we're talking human lives, not statistics. I hate that. Oh, it'll only be 300 by July.
No,
it's still 300 people dying a week.
I don't want to see... I know that this is a very sort of, oh, Laura's living in la-la land. Sort of. I don't want to see anyone pass away from a disease that is preventable using science, honestly. So that goes for measles, mumps, polio, yellow fever, malaria, all of these things. Let me think, what else? Hepatitis, HPV, all these things that we've come up with vaccines for. Mm-hmm. I've now placed COVID in that category.
So let's
if there's
clean
a vaccine
it up.
For it. Let's get it so we can prevent unnecessary death.
So given that the quarantines got together, there shouldn't be any lull in vaccinations. There shouldn't be any, well, vaccinations were down. Unless it's a supply issue, we should keep it up. Don't stop vaccinating.
Just a small town doc. Give it out the COVID shot.
Well, preferably in the arm, please.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Oh, and nurse is dead.
Just a small town nurse. A bunch of Pfizer in her purse.
Wait, what?
No.
She would follow that doctor anywhere.
I kind of get the idea of this song, but...
Injecting them with Fauci's potion.
Fauci's potion? Sounds naughty.
Come on now, guys. We're kind of reaching. Don't stop. Vaccinating.
Woohoo!
The COVID is a everybody.
Hit the note.
Ooh, he can sing.
Oh, he could. Yeah, don't stop the vaccine and as far as the quarantines, don't stop your day job. Late night soundbite coming up. Jimmy Fallon says somebody is suing Bagel Bites. There's a flashback Friday.
Bagel Bites?
Yeah, remember them tiny little bagels that went in the oven?
I do indeed.
You can eat the box.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can there eat pizza
is.
Anytime.
Fallon talks Bagel Bites. Birthday buddies? Bagel Bites birthday buddies. I got all that
Bagel Bites birthday buddies.
It's all coming up.
That's a lot of bees.
Bagel Bites birthday buddies.
Bagel Bites birthday buddies. Bagel Bites rubber bubby. Rubber buggy baby bumpers.
Radio 101. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
On the radio on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX. You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
So April was Organ Transplantation Awareness Month, right?
Yes, and you know personally.
I
but
do.
I also know that it is important to remember that month.
Yes. Be an organ donor. And here's an amazing thing that happened. Organ recipient Jeff Granger is doing well and thriving a year after getting his second kidney transplant from a Florida couple. One single couple.
Wow. But the fact that my husband didn't take him with him and he gave him to somebody else was a healing process and stuff for us in and of itself.
Ever since then, we've just kept in touch for the last 14 years, you know.
And then Jeff called me and he's like, I really hate to tell you this, but the kidney's failing. And I'm like, oh, well, that's just kind of funny, Jeff, because I've actually been thinking about this, that I need to be a living donor. So what do I got to do?
Wow.
Wait for it. So 16 years ago, her husband passed away in a tragic accident, donated his organs, and Jeff received her late husband's kidney, and it saved his life. Well, fast forward, Terry became a living donor, but she actually was a match for him.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So she gave one of her kidneys to the same man that her husband did.
Unbelievable.
The story gives me goosebumps. Become an organ donor, friends.
Please do that on your driver's license.
Yes, please. Because you can't take them with you, for sure.
No, you can't.
And heaven knows that we need them right here.
Yes.
This one's from the newsroom. Mark Lawrence gave this story to me.
Okay.
You know, I'm a fan of Nepal.
Mm-hmm.
And for climbers, Mount Everest is the ultimate test. Well, a mother-daughter team from Oklahoma have summited the world's highest peak. CBS News spoke with them via Zoom from Everest Base Camp, which has an elevation of 17,600 feet. The mother-daughter duo went up and back. They've weathered storms on Everest, etc. But here's the amazing part.
Okay.
Valerie, who's 61, has asthma. But then her daughter, Jess, was diagnosed and then overcame ovarian cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years ago. They made a pact that they wanted to live every day to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And they set some goals for themselves, Everest being one of them.
That's more than good news. That's a miracle.
And last but not least, we are headed to downtown Lewisburg. And after closing earlier this year due to a resurgence in COVID,
mm-hmm.
the campus theater is reopening again in time for this weekend.
Oh, wow.
The theater announced that it will open again for public screenings
Turn on the projector!
Woo-hoo! Seating capacity will be limited, of course. There are plexiglass barriers around concessions, etc. But movies are back to the gorgeous Art Deco Campus Theater located on Market Street in Lewisburg.
Good news!
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Mom, you are the most wonderful person in the world. I'm not just saying that because Mother's Day is Sunday, but dads, you're driving to work right now. You know the mother of your children is way better than you are. Yeah, but you just don't want to admit it. You know?
Yeah, listen, moms make the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a mom to any human kiddos.
Okay.
I have many, many, many living creatures I take care of.
Right.
But mom, Boucha.
There you go.
There's all different shades of mom, right?
You are absolutely right.
Even me as Chuchi, every once in a while, I do play mom.
Okay.
To, like, a flock of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, and that's fine, because you can give them back.
Exactly.
But when you got them every single day, man, sometimes it gets crazy. And sometimes mom says, hey, I need a little downtime. You take the kids. And dad goes, how hard could it be, huh? I'll take care of this.
Oh, no, it's hard. It's hard.
It mm-hmm. is very hard.
Very hard.
I raised three daughters. Okay, we raised three daughters. But every once in a while, it'd be like, dad, you got them for the whole day. And I would be like, oh, I love having fun with my kids. Well, there's that functional stuff, too. Like, they have to eat.
They do have to eat.
They have to wear clothing.
They do indeed.
They need shelter and all this. So a piece of viral comedy here that when I heard it this morning, it blew me away. A dad holds a press conference with himself after a day with his kids.
Yeah, honestly, just felt like we got behind early. After the milk spill and the marker on the wall, we just felt like we were playing catch-up the rest of the day.
Right before you went to the store, you called a timeout. Was there an attitude change after that?
Yeah, it felt like we were losing our heads there for a minute, so we wanted to just calm things down and get back to the basics.
Did you ever find your keys?
No idea where they are.
You gave them a snack half hour before dinner. Was that planned?
No, lost track of time. 3 bites of dinner. That's on me.
You are a coach. That's on me. You are a dad.
That's on me.
And that's...
We just lost track of time. Three bites of dinner. After, no broccoli was eaten. It's on me.
After the magic marker on the wall, I felt we had lost control of the game early. We had to call a timeout and regroup.
Oh my
the
gosh,
team.
Is that funny?
It's just hilarious. So, Dad, and you could go ahead and Google this viral comedy.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
How do you feel at this moment?
Say it with me, Thomas. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest. Beer Fest.
Vanessa! Vanessa!
Beer Fest!
All of a sudden, it's like a Muppet skit gone bad. Anyway, Vanessa's with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I am fantastic. It's one day away till Beer Fest tickets, baby. We're so close.
That's right. MiltonPABeerFest.com. That's where you want to go tomorrow to get your tickets. But Vanessa, we're here to talk all things Milton Beer Fest, which is happening on Saturday, June 12th in downtown Milton. Girl, I got that text with all of the participating breweries, distilleries, etc. Holy crap, yeah. This is going to be huge.
Huge.
Yeah, we've got a list of 50 or so breweries being represented, featuring the River Rat Brew Trail. We have Covered Bridge Brewing, Civil War Cider, Eclipse Craft Brewing, Marzoni's, Pine Knotter, Rock God, Rusty Rail. And then we've got our other local breweries and distilleries, you know, Boom City, Iron Vines Winery, New Trail. I mean, literally, the list goes on and on. You got to follow the Milton PA Beer Fest on Facebook to see all of them.
This is very important to Tom and I. The fountain, if you will, at Big Springs Distillery.
I love those
will
guys.
The fountain be back?
Yeah, the Big Spring Spirits is bringing their fountain.
You know what?
And I will say, we have a unique vendor this year, Wagner's Wasted Whoopies.
What's that?
What's a wasted whoopie?
Yeah. So, like, I'm interested to, like, go to the Wasted Whoopie station and then go over to the Big Spring Fountain. It should be a good time.
But, like a whoopie pie whoopie or, pie? Like, whoopie? Like, what are we talking about here, Wasted Whoopie?
I think whoopie pie. I think
okay.
Fine. All right. Okay.
Because right now you got the imagination of all of Central Pennsylvania going with, we're going to have a wasted whoopee. You know?
Yeah.
So give folks details, though. Ticket price, what can we expect? Because, of course, COVID has changed a lot of things, but the governor did make a big announcement the other day. That stuff is opening back up. So I think we're in for a great time in downtown Milton on Saturday, June 12th.
Yeah, so, yes, it's $40 a ticket. That includes sampling of over 50 different craft beer, wine, cider, spirits. It's going to be held outdoors at the Milton Moose and the Veterans Memorial site, which is plenty of outdoor space to be socially distanced and enjoy a beautiful day in downtown Milton. And we have a ton of food vendors to select from and live music from Milltown Blues, Odyssey, and the Ann Kerstetter Band. And another really unique part to this event is we have local businesses and nonprofits who are also going to be in attendance, so you can meet them as well, and they'll be serving beer. You know, for example, we have MechTech Incorporated and Diversified Construction pouring beer. We have, the Improved Milton Experience, the Milton Model Trade Museum. The list goes on and on, but yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Well, in honor of this momentous occasion of COVID, people getting vaccinated, going away, we can finally party in downtown Milton. A little birdie told me earlier this morning that we may or may not have some tickets to give away.
Right. So, yeah. I have a friendly 4-pack of Milton PA Beer Fest tickets. That's valued at $160 that I'm going to give away every week, every Thirsty Thursday between now and June 12th.
Yes!
Right. So So that's like, you know, $40 a piece, $160, like you said. You and three of your friends going for free?
Yep. And I have a feeling we might sell out considering this is the party to bring us into the new normal of 2021. So
what's the theme this year? Yeah. There's always a theme. What's the theme this year?
So the theme this year is Aloha. And that's to support the River Rat Brew Trail is doing their passports again this year.
Yay.
So we hope to have some nice lays there. Just bring your luau spirit to the Milton PA Beer Fest.
Well, Vanessa, we cannot wait to say aloha to you and all of the participants in Milton Beer Fest 2021. Guys, tomorrow, tickets go on sale. MiltonPABeerFest.com. Get them because they're going to go quick. And we are going to give away a friendly four-pack right now. Vanessa, what caller are we going to take?
I'm sorry, you cut out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, what color? Give away a friendly four-pack right now. What color?
Caller number 7.
All right. Okay. All right, caller number 7 it is. So we'll say bye to Vanessa, and then we'll pick up the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Caller number 7 right now.
And
thank you, Tom and Laura.
Oh, no problem. And let's look for us on Facebook later today.
That's right. We'll be downtown Milton, maybe cheersing a Rusty Rail brew or two to talk more with the improved Milton experience and Vanessa and Milton Beer Fest.
Caller 7, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom, you know, she's always cool. She's like, well, you didn't have to get me anything, or I don't want anything for Mother's
That's
Day.
Not true. Lies.
Well, you know she
Lies.
Does.
You All know, lies.
You know she does. So here's a poll, and I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
2,000 moms were surveyed.
Yeah.
1 in 8 wants booze for Mother's Day. That's pretty funny.
Wow.
Get a Milton Beer Fest tickets.
Okay.
Get your mom some Milton. Anyway, here's the top 10 things that moms actually want for Mother's Day. Number 10, for someone else to take care of all those household tasks that they do just for one day. Give me one day.
That's not too hard to ask for.
I don't think so.
Nope. Number 9, a day to themselves.
Mm.
Meaning that for a full 24 hours, Mom gets to do mom. She, like, you do you, boo.
Even if it's alone, it says.
Yep.
So, like,
yep, which is fine.
So what if your mom says for Mother's Day, I don't want anything. Literally, I don't want anybody to come. I don't want anything. I want to be alone.
That's okay.
Do it. Number 8 is jewelry. Okay. My mom's not that type.
She Number 7, lots of moms would appreciate this.
Okay.
A spa day or a massage.
Very nice. Number 6, and it doesn't matter if you have younger kids, but most of the time this is when it happens, something homemade.
Aw, that's so sweet. Number 5, chocolate.
You can't do wrong with chocolate.
Easy peasy.
That's all I'm saying. All right, number 4 is a keepsake. So something sentimental, you know, like a framed photo or something that's engraved, et cetera, et cetera.
Number 3, mom wants to do something with the entire family. So moms might be on different ends of the spectrum here. Some might want a full 24 hours alone. Others, they want to go outside, maybe for a hike, out to dinner, that kind of thing.
With the whole group, yeah, the whole family. Flowers is always a good one. That comes in at number 2.
And last but not least, a card.
Just a simple greeting card. I don't know.
I say combine a couple of these, honestly.
That's a great
Make
idea.
Make a homemade card, That's especially if you idea. Have little ones. Oh, my goodness. How adorable. A homemade card, a homemade picture, something like that. But then put on some flowers, too.
Great idea. Combine the things on the list, okay? Tom and Laura's list today, the top 10 things moms actually do want for Mother's Day.
Don't forget, 1 in 8, they said booze.
Why does it always have to come back to that?
Because that's who we are, Tom.
True. News is next to check on sports and AccuWeather.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Okay, Laura, I'm going to run a list of towns by you.
Okay,
you ready?
Go for it. Yes, go.
Catawissa, McEwensville,
Ooh.
Winfield, Dornsife, your hometown of Elysburg.
Wonderful.
Selinsgrove, Mifflinburg, Shamokin Dam, Lewisburg, Sunbury, Bloomsburg, Cole Township. It goes on and on, all qualifying for
The quest for the castle. A big thank you to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for helping us make a family's year. Because what do all those folks qualified for?
A family trip
for 4 to Disney.
That, you know, when you only have a couple of weeks left to qualify. So keep going. And add to that list of towns. That would be great, wouldn't
it? That's right. Technically speaking, after tomorrow, there's only 2 weeks left to qualify. We give away the grand prize at Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Sunbury on Friday, May 21st. We'll go Facebook Live, and someone, airline tickets and all, is headed to meet the mouse.
So put the radio on, 94.1 FM, you know, or use that little personal friend of yours, and,
Alexa.
And listen all day long, all day long.
That's right, because you never know when it will be your chance to qualify.
Stay with us.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Coming up this afternoon, Mark Stevens. He has an interesting way of looking at life.
He does indeed. he's like, a cool dude.
Yeah, he's just easygoing. And tonight, Sam Tyler, our girl, entertains you. That's the lineup. Keep the radio on all day long, all night long. 94KX. I just read real quick the five things you should never say to people at work. You ready? You can do better than that.
Ooh.
That's like a slap in the face, isn't it?
Ooh.
Yeah. I actually like that idea. Don't use the word actually. Just say, I like your idea.
I like your
idea.
Don't say,
I actually like that. Like you're dumb.
No, no. That, no, just, I like that idea.
Don't start a sentence with, everybody already knows this, but... Because that says, everybody should already know this, but you're stupid, so I'm reminding you. Don't do that. Let's have a good day at work. Here's one. Good luck with that. That's just sarcastic. And finally, you're missing my point.
Yeah.
No, ooh. The five things you don't want to say at work. Ooh. Be kind, like Tom and Laura.
Exactly.
There it is.
There it is.
Now, that's not to be confused with the thought for the day. I just read that moments ago. And I was
and you
like,
had to share it. That's okay.
Sure.
We have time.
All right. Do you have a thought for the day, though?
I do.
Hope you do.
And I wrote this in honor of our good friend, Vanessa.
Oh, really?
And the Milton Time Organization, the really? Improved Milton Experience. They put on a fantastic beer fest every single year, and tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Okay.
We gave away our first friendly four-pack today this first of many Thirsty Thursdays.
Yes.
So, Thomas, I have an ode to beer.
Wait. A thought for the day that is an ode
an
to
ode
beer.
An ode to beer. It is National Beverage Day.
It is.
Right? Okay. Any kind of beverage.
All right.
So, of all my favorite things to do, the utmost is to have a brew with you. My love grows for my foamy friend with each thirst-quenching elbow bend. Beer's so frosty, smooth and cold. It's paradise, pure liquid gold. Yes, beer means many things to me. That's all for now. I'm going to go have a couple of two-tree.
A couple of two-tree? That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful poetry.
Thank you so much.
Hey, everybody, on National Beverage Day, go have a couple of two-tree.
Go have a couple of two-tree.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.